I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Former Rhode Islander and noted author Jhumpa Lahiri wrote this wonderful line in a column she penned for the New York Times. The first sentence of a book is a handshake, perhaps an embrace. What Lahiri is saying, I suppose, is that introductions matter, especially when we embark on an intense relationship, whether with a book or a person. All of us march through life filled with opportunities to make first impressions. They may not entail literal handshakes, but whatever form they take, we know that these impressions often have vital consequences, which is what we hear from seasoned educator John Wolfe.
I believe that a handshake matters. Seeking a teaching job in Rhode Island in 1997, I visited a new, small, and mission-based boys' middle school in Providence's West End. When I walked into the San Miguel School, nervous at what bedlam I might find inside, I was surprised to be greeted by two smiling 7th-grade boys with firm handshakes. My expectation of the craziness of middle school in the city was flipped upside down. Continuing my tour of the school, every boy I met shook my hand with a smile and a greeting. I grew suspicious that this was an elaborate show for a visitor. 20 years later, I know that it wasn't. The school's hallmark for its 25-year existence has been the standard handshake greeting, usually accompanied by a verbal welcome and direct eye contact. Many families and policymakers are recognizing the importance of positive culture in learning communities. In an age of increasing connection to technology and results-oriented assessment, it might be natural to ask why a handshake matters. When LaSallian brother Lawrence Goyette founded the school in 1993, he started with no central office, a stripped-down curriculum, and used textbooks. Convincing families to trust this unproven entity with the education of their child was tough. In year one, the school had only 13 boys and 5 adults in the entire building. In the midst of this uncertainty, brother felt that there was one thing that he could absolutely teach the boys that could help make their futures brighter. A simple habit of shaking hands and making eye contact upon meeting someone. For new students, this took some tutoring. The difference between a dead fish handshake and a firm one was an important teaching point. Over time, the handshake has become a beloved norm at the school. Today, we serve 64 boys, have over 300 graduates, and we built a reputation for kind, reliable, and motivated students. Visitors to our school are constantly surprised to be greeted with that same smile and firm handshake from every boy they meet. A teacher from a local high school recently commented that even though her students are in uniform, she knows who the San Miguel men are at orientation by their handshake. It makes sense. We use a handshake thousands of times in our lifetimes. It's a simple way to welcome, to break down barriers, and to change expectations for the better. It's also a great way to signal to middle schoolers and to adults alike, we're in this together. You are not alone.
John Wolfe serves as executive director of the San Miguel School in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer. Thank you.